Yeah, we played again on AstroTurf today, Kenny, as well as last night. But the conditions last night were horrendous. Now, I wasn't there, but the boys were saying it was absolutely torrential downpours all day. But and even the AstroTurf pitch didn't hold up the best last night. But today, now the conditions was fine. We were up this morning for breakfast half 9, and the sun was shining, and it was a lovely day. We had a heavy downpour during the game, but apart from that, the weather's been fine for football.
David, good result, 2-0 victory over Connacht. You got both goals today. What was today's game like?
It was a good game. We played very well, but Connacht were good in spells, but we more or less had the better of them for the whole game. You know, Harry wasn't really tested that much, but we played it well. We got a goal after about half an hour, and it kind of settled us down for half time, and then we got the penalty then, maybe 10 minutes into the second half. So the 2-0 then, we were actually comfortable at that 2-0, Kenny.
And as you said, the result last night was 3-1. Mark Moore, Paul McVeigh and Ryan Farmer. So it's two good ones. And looking ahead, I know that you have a reasonable size squad with you. It's tough, three games, 3 days in a row. But a big game tomorrow again against Munster.
It is. It's tough going, three games in 3 days. But that's what the squad's for. And I think we're showing the strength and depth already after the two games and 2-1s. You know, you named them boys out to score the goals last night, and they didn't. None of them actually played today, so it shows you the strength and depth. But then tomorrow is going to be very difficult. Munster, they're playing now at half. I think they might have kicked off there actually at 3:30, so they're playing Leinster. So I think a few of the coaches staff are going to watch that, but that's going to be very tough, and it's probably going to come down to whoever wins that game tomorrow, we'll win the tournament.
Well, when you set off, that's what you look forward to, David, and you'd be hoping to get a chance in the last day to have a chance of winning the thing, so at least you're in that position.
Aye, that's all you can do when you come down here, and we've done half the job now. We've won our first two games, so you know it's just up to us now to finish the squad. But the team will probably be changed around again for tomorrow, Kenny, and it's up to the boys again to try and go out and get a result, which I'd be very confident in. I think the squad that Peter's, the boys that put themselves available, they're all very good footballers, all very technically good, and I think the Astro pitches are actually suiting us, so I'm not sure where the game is tomorrow, but if it's, I'll be happy enough to take AstroTurf.
Yeah, and Peter's, I'm sure, is away watching Munster at the moment, so you'll be well enough prepared.
Oh, it will be fair. I think Anthony, himself and Gavin Cullen headed on there to watch that game. So Peter and the two boys have been very well prepared for the first two games, so it'll not be any different for tomorrow. They'll know all Munster strengths and weaknesses.
Hopefully it'll go well. And just before I let you go, David, obviously you had a big night last night yourself, and congratulations from us here as well. You received a gold medal for Marine Gallantry. A big night last night for you.
Yeah, it was a great night. A proud night, and you know, to be in company of people who put their lives at risk every day, every week, every month, to be with them people and share the night was special for me and my family. So it was fantastic. So thanks very much, Kenny.